And they these things that are supposed to have pearls in them, that have pearls in them sometimes,
they're austere.
All right. And then the thing that makes a croaking sound, it's down by the...
Frog.
What do you call the great big one?
Bullfrog.
And the small, the very small ones are...
Well, tree frogs, yeah.
All right. And then the kind that that just the brown ones that you might see out in the garden, the
poplar. Toad.
All right. And the things you dig for bait.
Fishworms.
All right. Now, what do you call the? You might call them fishworms. You ever call them anything else?
No. There are different kinds of fishworms. Now there's some of them big ones. I forget what to call them though. I never dig any.
Just wondered if you ever call them red worms or...
Yeah, that's right. You could call them red worms. That's
all right. And then these things with hard shells that move, that some of them are in water and some of them are on land.
A tarpon or that. It could be...
Now, would that be the one on land?
Yeah.
Okay, and the one in the water is a...
I'll talk about anything.
A turtle or a...
Mud turtle. Yeah.
Okay. And these things that if you turn over a rock and you're out in a branch and you turn over a rock and these things might swim away from you, and they have kind of hard shells and they might swim away backwards. We were talking about these before.
Mud turtle.
No, this is these are kind of related to crabs.
Crawfish.
Yeah. Do you ever call them anything besides crawfish?
No.
And then
crawdads, I believe they call them crawdads.
Okay. And then these things that they fish, they only get them out of the ocean. They never along the Atlantic and especially along in the Gulf. They go out with these big nets and catch these things down at the bottom of the ocean, and they have very strong back muscles, and they kind of bend like this when they're cooked, especially.
There's crabs. Shrimp. Shrimp.
And then these things that fly around a candle, or a
candle flies, or right?
And then the ones that get in your clothes are called, they get into wool clothing, especially.
Yeah, I know what it is. I can't think of what you're talking about.
Moss.
Yeah, right. Moss.
And just one would be one.
One moth.
All right. And then these things that you look out in the summer at night, and they flash.
Lightning bugs.
Yeah. And these things have two sets of wings, and they fly around, kind of hover around.
I know what these things, they fly in it in the summertime. Butterflies.
Well, they're like, these are long, have long, slender bodies. And they...
Not bats.
No, they're much smaller. They're insects, and they're about this big, and they move around. They kind of, you see them out in the fields, maybe sitting on a post someplace.
Not grasshopper.
No, snake.
Snails.
Snake.
Snake. Feeders.
That's what I'm sure.
Snake feeders.
Yeah. And then now some different kinds of stinging insects.
Now there's honeybee, and there's wasps, and there's bumblebees.
Now, how about the kind that makes a nest in the ground? They come swarming up at you.
Yellow jackets.
Okay. And then the kind that makes a nest sometimes on the eaves of a house.
Hornets.
Yeah, the hornet does, but this is another one that doesn't sting, supposedly, and makes it nest out of dirt or mud.
Mud divers.